Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, we've welcomed lots of people over the years to this scenario, and it continues. The tradition continues of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Ancillary Hour, which you are about to listen to, featuring Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits with the stories from the perspective of the pros who've talked about it this week. Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, and certainly much of this stuff comes up. The story list and the people list we put into position as you listen to these hours. You'll hear the official list, and you can find it also at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. Sometimes I start at number 10. Sometimes I start at number 1.
How about number 5, just to mess it up a little
bit? Number 5. The Louisville shooting is number 5. I don't know what there is to be said about that. Frankly, I'm disgusted with all of the back and forth, the rhetoric on both sides. It's a waste of time. There are people who are dead for no good reason.
Well,
That seems to happen every week.
You might want to actually think about this one for a second, because, of course, we always go, what caused it, right? Mm. How did this happen? One of the things that came out about the shooter, he's a very young man and didn't appear to be like the other shooters that have like the blank stare. He didn't seem to be isolated. You know, a lot of these shooters share the same profile. He was working for the bank, so this was like a disgruntled employee. He had heard he was going to be fired.
He's getting fired, yeah.
But here's where I think that you would be interested, because this is something that you've been beating the drum on for a long time. We don't know if this is related or not, but during his time in school as an athlete, he had a couple of concussions and he had some brain trauma. And so this is something that I know you've focused on throughout the last couple of years, talking about the danger of that. And again, we don't know if this is related, if this went into it. But it goes back to that question about it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't help.
And they're going to study his brain to see if there's any issues with CTE, if they can prove it.
Yep. All right. Well, so that is an interesting angle on it, but there's still 5 people dead.
I know.
And that's really kind of the bottom line.
For what?
Yeah, for nothing. Okay. The number one item this week, the leak of these documents. The kid who grew up about 20 miles from me in, I think it's Fitchburg. He's either Leominster or Fitchburg. What is he, 23 years old or something? He decided that he wanted to leak all of these classified documents. Apparently he's a racist, according to the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. Both sort of describe him the same way. A whacked out gun enthusiast who, those are not my words, but
that kind of thing really bothers me. Because it's the same thing over and over again, where the media tries to pigeonhole somebody.
In this case, Jennifer, this guy is like...
This is actually not the case, Doug, and I'll tell you why. There's so many different things going on here with this particular story. Just to let you know, like, the details...
Yes, Jennifer, I like the enthusiasm. No!
Well,
go ahead.
Because it's so infuriating, because I think this story is more about the complacency of the mainstream news media than it is even about exactly what I'm going to tell you, because I think this, just watching this unfold from a different lens, is crazy. So,
and let me set the stage. There's a series of videos that have surfaced where he yells a series of racial slurs and anti-Semitic slurs into the camera, and then he fires the gun at a target, which is some Semite, supposedly. This is why I said what I did, and this is why the Globe, which is obviously to the, well, I don't want to say obvious, if you don't know, the Globe is very left of center. They Herald is pretty right of center. But they both characterize this guy in this way. So you are taking exception with that. I'm just clarifying.
Look, I don't know this guy, and I can't tell you if he's a hero or a zero. I mean, this is the thing. Like, this is not a defense of this person because he took classified information to get acceptance from his friends. Yeah. But I do take issue with the fact that the mainstream media, as soon as they started to identify him, says, oh, this guy, they were in a group that supports God and guns. Okay, so what does that mean? All of a sudden, that makes him an extremist in the eyes of this government and this news media, who now it's been revealed has been putting FBI agents in Catholic churches because apparently Catholics are people to watch out for. I'm tired of the pigeonholing based on someone who supports God and guns as some nut job. Now, that being said, the reason I said the story here is about the media's coverage of this and the way they buddied up with this government that I think is really important to note. If you watched, and I did, the press conference where the Department of Defense finally came out and said, these documents are probably real, and we were getting ready to pick up a suspect. The representative from the Department of Defense did not answer one question about the information that was in it, because what's controversial about it is it indicates that the United States has been lying about the effectiveness of Ukraine in this war. Not one member of the team of journalists inside that press briefing room said, is the information true? Like, have you been lying to us this entire time that Ukraine is winning the war? Not one person asked that question or challenged the narrative.
Ukraine isn't losing. Is there just
how do you know? How do we know? That's what they
mean.
That's,
look at
that's
the Russians are still fighting the war after they started it a year ago. I know.
A lot of what's happening within those documents that were released indicates that we have been lying about the death toll to Russia. It's like insanity. This is the government we're supposed to trust, and how do we know? We don't know what's going on.
Trust the government.
And the media is not asking any questions.
I don't trust the news media either. So how do you find out what's going on? Interesting.
That's the point.
Angle to this also, Jennifer and Jay, is that there are 1.25 million people who have top secret clearance. Why the hell does this kid have top secret clearance? Why does he have access to these documents in the first place?
And the
that,
other
in
piece,
my mind, is the most egregious thing going on in this whole scenario. What do these people have? You know, it may be that we have a problem with honesty and truth and all of that, but more importantly, it seems to me at the moment, is why would somebody like this, who's kind of a nudnik to begin with, and certainly has no upper level responsibilities, why would he be? Why wouldn't we have over 1 million people in the government? There are 4 million employees. 25% of the government's employees have top secret clearance. What are you nuts?
And to answer this, he was a cyber transport system specialist. He was an IT guy. He was the one that was responsible for the communications of the networks. So it was his job that he could have easily accessed these at any given time, even if he didn't have clearance.
And if he can, anybody else can too. And what's really disturbing is that he put them out in this group, and they were out there for 8 months until it became evident to news media sources, and then the Department of Defense comes in. So what's going on? Why, you're right, could he access this without anybody knowing? Why would it be out there for 8 months before the Department of Defense knows about it? And the media also identified the person, his name, which forced the hand of the Department of Defense to actually go in and arrest him quicker than they wanted to. It's like, you know, whether this is just a comment from a public relations standpoint, because that was my background. When you look like a storyline is out of control, that's the worst possible thing, right? People start to lose faith in you. You want to make sure that you maintain ahead of the narrative. And boy, they lost this one. From point to point to point, they lost the war of the narrative that they were in charge of this.
Don't you get tired of this? It's just head pounding. All right, here's another one that's a head pounder. This week, number two on the list is the conflicting, or are probably plural, conflicting rulings about the abortion pill. And my question, you know, the old Radio 101, Talk Radio 101, ask a question. So my question is, will abortion be the issue that kills the filibuster? Because now this is becoming a big thing in, but never mind the Supreme Court, but there's a lot of aggressive conversation in Congress, and there's also aggressive conversation in state legislatures, where this, you know, this has been basically the rule, if you don't understand it, the Roe v. Wade thing, is it turns the decision, Supreme Court decision, turns it back to the states. That's basically the bottom line of all of this. And so now there, one judge says, yep, you can use the pill. Another judge says, you can't use the pill, or you can't have access, you can't buy it. Let's put it that way. You can use it if you can get a hold of it, but the places where you can get a hold of it are becoming fewer and fewer. Do you think I have the right read on this, ladies?
Well, it's one of those things that if abortion is going to be outlawed or illegal in some states, that would be in any way, shape, or form, pill or the surgical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the argument. Unfortunately, I think that they're still trying to push this as a sweeping national, you know, some kind of national edict. But
right.
The Supreme Court is looking at this and could rule, and maybe already has by the time the show is airing.
Congress, the business in Congress, they could make the cases, as you're talking about, never mind the courts, but Congress could make it irrelevant. They could pass a new law that would give either gives it or denies it.
Yeah, they could have done
access.
That, by the way, for years. Remember,
yeah.
Everybody always codify Roe, and then you don't have an
ago.
Issue.
Yeah,
but
right.
Instead, the Supreme Court returns it to the states.
Yep. So now everybody's sitting on their hands, and what other than people who really need, in one way or another, to have a balance? I don't know that the Republicans are going to pass a sweeping abortion bill. I also saw, interesting this week, it's the 100th day of Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House, and somebody here locally said the honeymoon's over. I didn't ever think there was a honeymoon. Was there for McCarthy?
Actually, there has been. So
you think there has been? Okay.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
So for Kevin McCarthy, it was, you know, he had mostly the support of the Republicans in Congress, but the Freedom Caucus, not a fan.
No.
And so now he's done a lot to impress those people. So I actually think people are impressed with him.
Yeah. All right. Jennifer, Jay, Doug here at 18 after the hour.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. Mm-hmm. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown. 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. Roundup of items. In this case, social media is in the focus. What's trending? Things that apply to stories that you've been following this week. So Jay Kirshner has the honors of going through some of the comments from some of these people. I'm digging around at some of the stuff that people have sent to me as well. All right, so what do we have here that is cogent, Jay?
Stu Sean says, following fuel prices primarily, but also the Tennessee issue is a bit disturbing regarding the expulsion and then reinstate. And says, what can I say? It's yet another problem with a, calls the Democrats, Democrats, and they've made this a race issue.
It's always charming.
I'm not following that at all. That's
a Democrat.
But okay. So what does that get you, sir? Does that make you feel better? Is that something that, you know? What does that accomplish? Okay, so you want to call them names? Good.
Jim Mancuso is following the Trump stuff and says, "Make lying wrong again."
Okay.
At Bucky 1965, I think this is the one that a lot of people are following the most with the documents leak. Mm-hmm. The whistleblower who leaked the documents stopped World War III, and he will be punished accordingly by the warmongers and defense industry.
Oh.
Huh?
Everybody's really deep on this thing.
What in the world does that mean?
Wow. And what was the initial question? Like, how was your weekend or something? What was what
no,
story have you been
the
following?
Top stories in the news you've been following.
Well, and then Joe Rosa on the same topic says the 21-year-old arrested in the leaked classified documents is just the fall guy.
That's right. That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Mike Rod 8 addressed something that we had already said, that people are wondering how a guy with his rank had access to the secret information. He was the IT guy responsible for giving access to people that need to use things off of a disk with secret information. He could have easily hacked that.
Well, that's the point I'm making, is why there's so many people have all of this access to all this information. Here's Kim, who said the best thing that happened that she followed this week was Easter. Okay, there you go. Well, listen, it was Easter. It's now Easter and Passover over, Ramadan going. It is funny, I always thought Ramadan was at Christmas. I don't know why I thought that, but I thought that for a long time. Here's Terry Seavey, who says our former president being arrested and brought to court. Sad week for our country. Here are the people down in Florida, ladies, who are worked up about the all the weather. The warnings came in time.
Here's somebody talking about the weather in Alaska, where there are big thunderstorms. Apparently there was a tornado warning up there as well. Some of the listeners, you know, we have listeners all over the place, so you're liable to get, you know, it's going to be a different thing depending. If you get away from the politics, if you will, the national news often takes a second seat, as well it should, to what's going on in your local area. Here's a lady named Carrie Morgan who's turning off the TV, except she was excited about the NCAA Women's National Championship game. So who won that? Anybody know?
That was a while ago. That was it Iowa or was it?
It was LSU.
LSU.
That was the whole Angel Reese thing that was turning, saying that they weren't going to go to the White House because Jill Biden wanted both teams that made it to the championships to be invited.
Very strange.
That was, say that again, Jennifer?
It was just very strange because a lot of people believe it was about race, that she wanted both teams
to win. What do you mean?
Just pandering to both teams winning, basically.
But what does race got to do with it? They have black players on both teams?
The makeup of the teams.
But were there black players on both teams, and why would they not be represented?
More on one than on the other.
Really? Now, see, I never even thought of it that way. I don't think about stuff in those terms. It never, ever entered my mind until you just said that. That would be the reason that they, politically, although they are, have become Joe. I didn't ever think it was that quite that wacky when it came to political correctness, but I sure think that way now, frankly. All right, risky stuff here. It's 28 after the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. Representative Jim Himes of Connecticut, a ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, has some definite thoughts on how the Pentagon document leak should be investigated.
I want to know all about the culture and leadership inside the Massachusetts Air National Guard. This would suggest that this individual, Teixeira, was not particularly well supervised.
The Biden administration greenlighting an 807-mile natural gas pipeline project in Alaska that environmentalists are very unhappy about. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida evacuated unharmed this morning after an explosion at a venue where he was giving an outdoor speech. Former President Donald Trump slamming President Biden's calls for gun control. Speaking at the NRA convention yesterday, Trump told the crowd, "No one will lay a finger on your guns if he's elected president in 2024. Corey Myers, U.S.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get it back at it here, 34 at the hour. The overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here every week at this time. Okay, so we're going to talk, we'll get to President Trump and the indictments and all of that sort of thing. After the press conference he held in Mar-a-Lago the night after, or the night of his indictment, he spent a lot of time talking about the Bidens. He's very good at deflecting attention from himself to others. He'll throw some bombs. He referred to Hunter Biden a number of times, who, of course, is the president's son, under federal investigation for tax fraud and unethical relationships with the Russians and Chinese or who knows who. I think he's guilty as hell. That's my own read on it. I don't have any inside. My instinct tells me that he's up to his Mickey and all of this stuff. My instinct tells me, you know, where to go kind of in my head with the Trump stuff and Alvin Bragg and, you know, all these other people that are opportunists. But at any rate, Trump made a comment about him disappearing, and he hasn't been around much, but apparently he has been around this week.
Yeah.
Little
family vacation.
Yeah, right.
on the government dime. That was one of the, of course, one of the criticisms. Is
your cat running around your
studio? My cat? No, my cat walked out of the studio. Oh. I put down my water glass. Could you have been hearing that?
Yes.
So my eyes tinkling, but don't worry, there's nothing good in it, just water. But one of the criticisms, of course, was that there's so many hot spots around the globe that Biden chose to go to Ireland to trace some of his family ancestry, and he took with him his sister, who's always with him, Valerie, and then Hunter was with him. And so a lot of people went, okay.
Does Hunter not have a job?
His job is selling influence for his father. allegedly.
So he had a vacation from that this past
so
week.
So he's actually working while, what do they say? He's mixing business with pleasure.
But, so it'll be a tax-deductible trip then.
Well, it's really, we don't hear a lot about the investigation because apparently leaks only happen when there's like a narrative there. But the investigation going into him is heating up. Apparently, they've got wire transfers from banks in China that are now cooperating with American officials. He took diamonds. He took like a diamond as payment. He took all of this money. And so
why? I don't think that Hunter Biden is an energy expert, as he pretends to be. I mean, maybe he is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's talk about the Chinese. Hear enough about Hunter Biden. Number four on the list this week, the drills in Taiwan. China says they're ready to fight now. They had 3 days of large-scale military drills all around the border of Taiwan. And so let's go. We'll fix there. But anyway, the
it's
Taiwanese...
It's so menacing.
It is. Well, I mean, what do they need? It's just, I'm big, I'm tough, I'm strong, we'll do what I want to do. So the leaders of China say. And meanwhile, the guy who is the leader of Taiwan, somebody whose name none of us can pronounce.
It's a woman. It's a she.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway. I still can't pronounce her name, whether it's a man or a woman. You can see how carefully I'm following this. I just listen to the huffing and puffing of the Chinese and think, all right, well, what are we going to, what's going to come of this?
You know,
well,
this,
I mean, that's, but so all of this stuff,
well,
what the Russians have done in
to,
Ukraine, all this stuff is frightening. The,
she
the
was
tension
in California.
Around the world. She what?
She was in California last week, the president of Taiwan.
Yeah.
She goes to the Reagan Library here, actually, where I live in Southern California. Beautiful library, by the way. They have
that's
Air Force
great.
One. Really nice.
I had a lot of fun there when I went there.
The Chinese government sanctioned the Reagan Library because they had this woman out there to meet with Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House.
Uh-huh.
And then when she gets back to town, they surround Taiwan and they practice sealing it off. This is the most aggressive China has been. So a lot of people believe it's probably just days or weeks rather than months that that Taiwan is going to get invaded. And here's why it matters. It's not just China's bluster, and it's not just a hit for democracy because Taiwan believes it's free and China believes it's part of their communist territory. But how many things do you have in your house or in your car or in your computer that say made in Taiwan? When we see China seal them off, all that goes. So what is that going to do to the American economy? What I mean, forget the poor people of Taiwan for a second. If we want to focus inward, like what is that going to do when China's sealing it off and they're in conflict? It's going to cause some big problems.
Mm. The world is a frustrating, I don't have a better word for it at the moment. Okay, so we've got that number eight this week, the Bud Light situation. Apparently, the parent company Anheuser-Busch has lost $5 billion in value because of the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. I don't know that, Jay, we talked much about this past week. The transgender social media influence Dylan Mulvaney came under attack, and so since this... The shares of Anheuser-Busch have gone down 4%. Now, this tells you what this company is worth. If down 4%, they lose $5 billion, that's only 4% of what the company is worth, $132 billion. So now the value of the company is $127 billion. That's a hell of a lot of beer. Anyway, the fallout from conservatives over the deal with this this kid, is he a kid, Dylan Mulvaney? How old is this guy?
She is 26.
That's my second she I got wrong today. See, these stories, I just tune out. Maybe I'm not
well,
a good host.
In God's eyes, you're not wrong. Because
tune out.
Dylan is a boy who identifies as a girl now.
Oh,
so
okay. All right.
You don't have to beat yourself up too much for that one.
Well, I just look at these things and what are we doing? Why do we have to create? You got the Chinese in Taiwan. Is that more important than whether Dylan Mulvaney is a boy or a girl? Or what's more important here? What's going to influence our future more? Whether Dylan Mulvaney is a boy or a girl, or whether the Chinese invade Taiwan?
Well, I think this is a great point because I think a lot of these conversations about people getting ramped up about transgenderism and all that, it is very, very much a distraction from some of the crazy problems because it is a very small portion of the population that is transgender. But there is it sucks all the air out of the room because people have just lost their minds about whether or not it's appropriate for biological males to play in women's sports, about whether it's appropriate for transgender people like
Dylan Mulvaney
to be a spokesperson.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe this week, and I think it was in the U.S. House, there was a bill that was submitted to clarify all of this stuff
by going according to what the your DNA shows, what your the X Y or X or
yeah,
Y
the
Y or whatever
chromosomes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's that? Do you remember what that's about, Jay?
I can't recall exactly, but that has been one of the conversations that people have been pitching on social media about, instead of guy sports and gal sports and all that stuff, just go by chromosomes.
Right.
It was, if you have these chromosomes, you play with this.
Y sports and X sports.
Yeah.
That actually came from Congressman Mike McVeigh, who actually brought this up from a friend of his on the phone call we were on this week, Dougie.
Oh, right.
But
yes.
What was in the House was about, you know, protecting women's sports and men's sports, and creating something new if we need to create something new for transgender athletes. But that, and the reason for that is because Title IX, which has been incredibly important to female athletes, is being threatened now. The Biden administration is saying that they are going to defund under Title IX schools that don't allow biological males to play on women's teams. And so the House wanted to go through and try to protect that. It worked in the House, but how far it gets, if you've got somebody, if Biden's sitting in the White House and he says we're only going to fund teams that allow men to play on women's teams, we're going to have a big problem.
The way this goes, this is just because a guy spoke out and said, I drink Anheuser, but I drink Bud Light. So, meanwhile, speaking of beer, there was a controversy in the eighth inning of a game that the Phillies had this week, and the pitcher somehow after the game he was interviewed on some local radio station, and he started talking about what happens when people drink beer in the eighth inning, and warning people. He said, teams need to stop selling beer after the seventh inning, which apparently,
I didn't
know this, most teams do that, but in Philadelphia they don't.
Yeah, I thought usually during the seventh inning stretch, it's like, okay, this is basically last call for alcohol.
That's
Go get your stuff.
Yeah. So, but they're not doing that in Philadelphia, and apparently this pitcher thinks it's causing a lot of accidents and that sort of
thing. I've heard now they're going to extend the beer selling time because with the new rules in Major League Baseball, the games are shorter, and so they're losing out on a lot of beer and concession sales at ballparks. So one of the things that's been floated around this week, the average baseball game is 30 minutes shorter than it was last season. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're actually thinking about creating longer amounts of time for people to buy because that was one of the unintended consequences.
Or maybe that's what he's talking about. Matt Stram is the pitcher's name, and he, talking about shorter games and that sort of stuff. He thinks the new policies that have been, as you've just suggested, enacted by the Diamondbacks and the Twins and the Rangers and the Brewers, well, in Milwaukee, you can figure, let's sell more beer there. But it's a problem, and I think maybe he's right. It makes sense to talk about it a little bit. All the sports talk shows have been talking about that this week, interestingly enough. All right, let's see. We got time for one more here, and that's number 10. Number 10 is too good. It really is too good to avoid for a couple of minutes. This is a focus. The fact that NPR was labeled a government-funded media, or it was worse than that. They put them in the same category as Russia's RT and the Chinese network, and of course all the fluffers at NPR got upset about it. What?
They call them state media.
State media, you're right.
Right.
Now they're being labeled government-funded media. That's how Twitter changed it around. And so NPR says, we are editorially independent, have nothing to do with the state. Well, I'm not sure I guess a lot of definitions.
Who pays their bills?
We only 1% of the money that it takes to run them comes from the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. The other side of it is, as I've said many times here from many experiences that I've had, they don't need the money. So why are we giving them the money? They don't need it. They have their begathons. They have lots of cash in the coffers. And frankly, as a radio guy all of my life, I know how to do radio, and they are so excessive with the number of people they hire and who they have on staff and what they do, it's ridiculous. But that's their business as long as you're not expecting me to pay for it, even 1% of it. So this all brought into focus, and this is what's embarrassed them, in my mind, more than anything else, the fact that people are looking at how they run their operation and they see that it's loaded with fluff.
And so if they want to fluff it up, that's great. Then they can explain to the people, if people are smart enough, when they see a T.J. Lubinsky on the television asking for 5 minutes in every break to send money to NPR so that he can make his $5 million a year for producing that stuff. Great. You know, super. Let him do it. But there shouldn't be any government money in it at all. So maybe, you know, the government funded me. All that stuff is a smokescreen. They should not be getting funding. Okay, I've had the final say. Ladies, how about that? That issue, anyway. Doug with... Yeah, I got them. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug here at 48 After the Hour. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the official list. These are the charts for the week of April the 10th to the 14th. We publish them at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. At number 10 on the story list this week, Twitter and NPR. Dianne Feinstein's health is number 9, the senator from California, DiFi, I call her. Bud Light is in the focus, and not for a good reason, number 8. The economy's number 7. Mr. Trump and his legal woes, number 6. The shooting in Louisville is 5. The situation in China with Taiwan is number 4. Situation with Russia and the Ukraine, number 3. The legal rulings dealing with abortion pills, number 2. And number 1, as you might imagine after we've eliminated all the others, is this classified document leak with this little guy that came from Massachusetts. So those are the top 10 stories this week.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
According to Talkers Magazine, these are the 10 most talked about people this week on News Talk Radio around the country. Dianne Feinstein at number 10. Elon Musk is at 9. Dylan Mulvaney is at 8. Ron DeSantis, 7. Mr. Trump at 6. Emmanuel Macron at 5. Interesting things going on in France this week. Number 4, Xi Jinping. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3. Matthew Kaczmarek turns out to be the number 2 most talked about person this week. And Joe Biden gets back to number 1. I think it was number 4 last week, and Trump was number 1. So they've reversed. Trump's at 6, and Joe Biden's at 1. That's the people list, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And that would be, again, as I say, at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Warren and Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So the Trump issue, the legal issue was number one last week on the story list, number six this week. But as you look around the landscape, there are a lot of people surfacing that are focused not only on Trump, but on Alvin Bragg and how strong the case is or isn't against Trump. But does that matter to those who are politicizing it? I think that the root of all evil here, I'm not a fan of Alvin Bragg. Never knew who he was before this, but he sure, you know, what is the old, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck. So with me, Bragg is an opportunist. Who is very much one-sided, and this is the problem with too much of our judicial system. It's being used as a weapon, and so Trump did all this stuff. There's no question about that. I thought that it was another angle here on this, ladies, and then I want you to both jump in, please. Melania, who is very private, in terms of what happens. If Trump admits to having the affair, then she becomes a defense witness. Is that, I don't
know.
I'm looking at
something. Wait, what? I don't know where you get all this stuff. First of all, you said Trump clearly did it. Okay.
Trump clearly had an affair with Stormy Daniels.
That's not illegal, is it?
I didn't say it was.
Right.
I never said it was.
How many people have had affairs that have been slapped with 34 felony counts?
Right.
The issue is not whether or not.
Should I be in jail?
The issue that he had an affair or not, that is he said, she said, right? He denies it. She says it's true. We don't know. We weren't there.
But that's not the point I was making.
What's annoying
is
that 34 felony counts.
Yes.
Is about a transaction. It's about an accounting error. So there's no way that Melania would ever have to testify about an accounting error because that's what this is all about. It's about
I thought there were other things in the 34.
No, it's all the same. It's one thing that he stacked charges on and made multiple transactions. So it's a joke.
Falsifying business records.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Anyway, but there are a lot of people who are pretty smart when it comes to the law. They don't think that Bragg's got a case. And that brings me back around to what I said before. He's a political opportunist
who is a public servant. He's going to run for who knows what, mayor of New York or governor of, I beat Donald Trump. Well, it's not clear that he's beaten Donald Trump at all.
Well, and what's funny is, you know, even when SNL is making fun of his nonsense case, which they did last week, that you know he's got problems. But you also have to know that he ran on getting Donald Trump, and the people of New York elected him to do that. So that means if you're Donald Trump...
The people of New York elected him to get Donald Trump?
Yes, that's what he ran on. That was what his campaign was about getting Donald Trump, which means the people of Manhattan voted for him to do that. So can Trump even get a fair trial there? I think it's possible that if they keep it in Manhattan, Trump might actually lose this because you may not be able to find a jury who's going to hear it, like, honestly. And then at some point on appeal, it'll probably be overturned.
Here's one of the listeners with a social media comment. People can't seem to understand the act of paying $130,000 for silence isn't the crime. The crime is what Trump did to the books to hide the payment. And since there are 34 charges, there are 34 instances of the books being doctored.
No, that is not correct. That's not correct. And by the way,
yes,
this would have been Trump's. Is what they're trying to say is that he hid it to try to win the presidential campaign. That's what they're trying to insinuate is the crime, which is really hard to prove.
Why was there hush money then? What was that for?
Because he said it was to, and by the way, this is Trump saying he never even paid the hush money because Michael Cohen did it himself to try to minimize embarrassment for his client.
So he's suing Michael Cohen for $500 million.
For all of it. Yeah, right.
That'll distract a little bit from the reality or whatever the heck the reality is.
And if it's regarding election kind of situations, then why is George Santos not receiving a lot of the same repercussions?
Well, so they're actually correlating this with Hillary Clinton, who spent $1 million on the Russian dossier and marked it down as legal expenses. And when the FEC looked at that, they said, yeah, that was bad, so we're going to give you a fine. So she had to pay a fine for it. The FEC looked at the Trump charges and said that they did nothing wrong. And it's now on the DA, who's trying to, pardon the pun, Trump up charges to get him.
Mm-hmm. You realize what a fiasco. What an unbelievable fiasco this is. So much ado about nothing. And people say, well, it's Trump's own fault because he's got a bad attitude. Well, you know, spending all of this time in the humph or the frump or whatever it is, it kind of loses its starch. All right. 59 past the hour. You've been listening to the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.